WGS. So come to the Slidell Gun and Knife Show. Thousands of handguns, rifles, shotguns, ammunition, knives, personal protection items. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. $10 for adults, kids 6 to 12, $2, 6 and under, get in free. Saturday, November 4th, 9 to 5, Sunday, November 5th, 10 to 4, at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10, Oak Harbor exit 261. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
And this is Dave.
And today we have a great show with you. We're going to talk about school system reform. We'll have Dr. Merrifield back on with us. And Dave and I will be talking about some current events.
So. A lot of stuff going on in the news right now.
Yeah, it's a lot. And we're excited about the new speaker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mike Johnson, right? And it seems like a lot of people actually approve of him. I'm hearing from, you know, different people, both left and right, that they're really happy with the choice. So we'll talk a little bit about that a little later. But Dr. Merrifield, we have you on the live stream. If you want to watch us on Facebook, you can go to Liberty or Lockdown Live, I believe.
On Facebook, just Liberty or Lockdown.
Okay, Liberty or Lockdown. And then we're also on Twitter, which would be under my name, Martha Huckabee. And so welcome, Dr. Merrifield. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Back in lovely Utah. This is a new experience on this internet connection you have me on.
Yes, we've been doing it for several years, but usually when you call in, you're just using the phone. So this time I decided to bring you into the studio live. But it's good to have you back, and we're going to keep plugging away with the school system reform. What would you like to say to our listeners today?
Well, you're just about to jump into the jungle, so to speak. A bunch of you'll see lies, among other things, in trying to talk you into keeping the public school system as a monopoly. We need to open it up, and according to the governor to be,
yeah. What's going on with that?
Yeah, according to him, we're going to have school choice, and we're going to have to navigate the minefield. And part of that is an article that I discovered today that's it's in the Dallas Morning News, and it's talking about what's going on in Texas, which they're having a special session to try to enact universal education savings accounts in Texas. And so Texas is kind of going to be sort of your rehearsal. Watch it carefully, see what's going on, and hopefully do better than what Texas is going to do, because I see that they're only going to have an ESA of about $5,000 for child. We need to do better than that. The public school system gets over $10,000 every year. We need to level the playing field. One of the most significant lies that you'll hear is that the public school system is synonymous with public education. Quite the contrary. Since no amount of money will ever make one size fit all, the public school system has failed at being our sole means of delivering engaging high-quality education to every child. That's what public education means. Public education is not a system of schools. The opponents of school choice want to make you think that. Once you agree with them that the public school system is public education, it's kind of hard to argue for school choice. School choice is essential to public education. So the right answer to the do you support public education, which will invariably come from the opponents of school choice, is absolutely I support it, and that's why I'm for school choice, because only through school choice can we create good fit, high quality, engaging education for every child. One size will never fit all, and so public school system is not synonymous with school choice.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the Jack Clegg Show, which you were on last week, Jack was just mentioning to me that he was doing some research and discovered that Obama ended the, in 2011, I believe, retracted the public school systems from teaching the civics class. And so here we are in 2023, and we can actually see the effects, the negative effects of not teaching civics in the public schools anymore. Because, you know, one of the examples that Jack had given was the BLM riots and the George Floyd riots. They show up with Molotov and weapons instead of the old school protest with signs and people. And so how are they? How are these young people respecting our Constitution and the way we do protests, which is not violently? Civics is a very important aspect of learning about your nation, your country that, you know, you live in, to appreciate it. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that.
Well, we failed to teach civics for a long time. President Obama just made it official. And therein lies the reason that we're a nation at risk. Your listeners should Google that phrase, nation at risk, because it's a scathing indictment of our school system, which is all schools, public and private. The combination is a disaster. And one of the reasons that it's a disaster is because we don't teach physics, civics. And because we don't, people, as you say, don't know what our institutions are, how our government is intended to work. And that's the short route to banana republic status and tyranny and ending our prosperity as a nation is for young people to fail to understand how our country works and how it's worked for over 200 years and why it's the greatest country on earth still, and why what we need to do to keep it there is all about physics. There I go again.
Civics. That's correct.
Some people think that our school system is a disaster because we're not competitive with other countries anymore. Well, thankfully for immigrants, we still are competitive with other countries. The threat to our country is internal, the failure to understand how governance works in a free country. If we lose that, all is lost. It won't even matter if we have election integrity at that point. We can tally up the ignorant votes, and it will still destroy it, even if the vote count is accurate.
You know, I thought you might find this conversation interesting. Yesterday, I met a young lady, and she said that she put her youngest school in a charter, and they were at a meeting, and they pulled the number that she had in her hand, and she said she felt like she won the lottery. She wanted to jump out of her seat and start cheering. She was so happy that her number was pulled and that her son was picked. But then she realized she had to have some self-control because everyone around her, their number, they didn't win. They weren't picked. So she couldn't actually express the joy that she felt for winning that lottery, that her son was picked to go to that charter. And I thought to myself, that's exactly. So I told her all about our bill and school choice and about you and the school system reform. And I, you know, introduced her to everything. She's going to go home and talk to her husband about it. She was all for, you know, what we're doing here and applauded it. But she said she felt terrible once she had to, you know, had that self-control, that moment of wanting to explode because she won, but then realizing no one else around her did, and she had to sit still and have self-control over it,
but
I thought.
I hope they went out for ice cream afterward, though.
Yeah, exactly. But there you have it. Charter is a chance. It's a lottery. It's not school choice.
Yeah, it's very sad that we have to make a good fit for schooling, something that you have to win at others' expense. It's very, very sad. We should not have to do that. And the only reason we have to do that is because we have what my book describes as price control. That's why the subtitle of my book, School System Reform, is A Priceless Tale, okay? Because there aren't any prices. If there were prices, they would adjust so that supply and demand would be equal, and then everybody would be able to celebrate. Some it's true that some would have to pay a little bit more than others, because like one size doesn't fit all, one price doesn't fit all. Some forms of schooling cost a little bit more than others, and low-income parents probably could get a scholarship, but some of us that are not low-income would have to pay a little bit on top of the government money.
Right. So keep that thought. Hold that thought, sir. We'll be right back. We're going on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. America.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have Dr. John Merrifield, author of School System Reform, How and Why a Price Less Tale, Unproductive School Choice Debates, and a Fiscal Cliff. Sir, you there? You want to pick up where you left off?
I am back here, yeah. I had an interruption, so yeah, I scrambled there to get it connected again. And let's see, where was I on yeah, lost my train of thought.
So we were just talking about school choice and how the charters are a lottery, and how sad it is that parents, other parents don't actually win, and it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that some benefit at the expense of others.
Correct.
We have charters, and let's keep them, and they're great. If we can price decontrol them, that would be even better. But what we need to do is add private school choice to that through education savings accounts. And let me make an indirect pitch to the new governor to make the education savings accounts a little larger in the poorest places in Louisiana. That will give a huge boost to economic development in these poorer places, because people then will want to move there to get a little larger discount on private school tuition through these education savings accounts. But in any event, we need to make it universal. That's the most important thing, because that creates the dynamic of changing the private sector. Very, very important for your listeners to understand that the private sector we have now will differ greatly. It will be much improved with school choice, because entrepreneurs, recognizing that now a lot more people can afford private education, will compete to open up schools that address different learning styles and different learning engagement factors. Let me use a well-worn example to address one of the latters. I was stunned to learn recently that even in the environment that we have now in 40 of our 50 states, is that you have to pay twice to go to private schooling, which makes it very difficult. But even in that environment, I've learned that there are private schools that teach math and science and civics and other things through sports stories. Yeah, it's incredible. And that's because some children are so massively engaged and excited to do school when everything is taught through sports, because they're sports fanatics, that some private entrepreneurs, I can't remember what state they're in, have found it profitable, even in light of having to charge a full tuition to open up these kinds of schools. If we were to open up the system to entrepreneurship through these education savings accounts, we would have a massive explosion of not only that type of way to teach things, but other themes that would engage children and persuade them not to turn their cell phones on in the middle of class because they're bored. So we need to engage children with excited teachers to improve education. And so entrepreneurs will discover ways to deliver education, civics, math, science, etc., through all kinds of devices and methods that we probably have never even thought of or heard of. That's the exciting thing about entrepreneurship, is because there's an awful lot of creativity out there that we can harness. When we do that, that's one of the reasons that education will massively improve, is because children will no longer be bored in class. They'll be in a good fit environment. I'm not saying that no child will ever be bored again, but it'll be unusual, whereas now it's not unusual at all. It may be the norm that children are just tuned out, and so they pull their cell phones out and totally tune out the lesson being given because it just bores them. They may be ahead of their classmates, they may be behind, or just the examples used are boring to them. You know, hence that story about sports stories. If we can get them to read and write and study physics, I mean the word physics in this case, through hitting a ball or throwing a football or hitting a hockey puck, they're much more likely to be engaged in it and learn it than if we do it in some generic sense where we try to create examples that fit everybody and as a result fit almost no one.
I have a friend of mine who's a para in a public school, and she was saying something to me about some of the children that have like severe ADHD or even some severe cases of autism can be very disruptive to some of the other children that don't. And I find that to be, you know, not fair to those that, you know, do have ADHD versus the autism, because they're coming at each other instead. They're not being productive. One needs one way style of learning and the other one needs another style of learning. So with the school choice, maybe like you had mentioned, an entrepreneur will come up. And then they'll develop a school system specifically for children with a type of autism or specifically for children with this type of ADHD or children that don't have it at all. And they can be here at another location, but it'll cater to every child. Is that correct?
That's right. That's the beauty of harnessing entrepreneurship. If it is out there somewhere, someone with an idea, it doesn't work for every child, but it works like crazy for a few children. Relatively few children, and then we can have a school system in which, through school choice, through education savings accounts that produce all of these different kinds of schools that you cannot assign children to. Again, use that sports story school example. You could not assign children to a school like that based on where they live, like we do through the public school system, because some children would be excited by sports stories, but others would be just utterly turned off and bored by them. So you have to let there be choice so that the children that like that kind of a way to teach things would be in front of the teachers that are really jazzed about that way of teaching things, and but not force children. I mean the word force, and that's really sad that we do schooling by force, not force children to be in a schooling environment that doesn't work for them. We should stop the discrimination against the children for whom the assigned school is a poor fit. The fact that there are many such poor fits is why the last two federal laws have emphasized the fact that now we do leave children behind because we bore them, we overwhelm them, we underwhelm them, and we just leave them unengaged. No Child Left Behind, passed in 2001. Why would they name a bill that? Because we're leaving children behind. 2015.
So the ESAs would allow any parent, no matter who they are, no matter, it would apply to whatever school that they would see fit for that particular child. So they had several children, and each child needed to attend a different type of learning. They could apply the $8,000 ESA to that tuition.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was there in your studio last week, and remember, that's one of the things I discussed was what my home state of Utah has done. Yeah, in Utah, you get an education savings account of $8,000 a year if you opt your child out of the assigned school. And if you don't spend, and the money you spend flexibly on schooling, if you don't happen to spend all of the $8,000 that accumulates over time by the time your child reaches college, you can use what's left over to spend on college.
I love that.
Unlike a voucher where it's an all or nothing deal and there's nothing left over, here in education savings account, you're motivated to shop for the best deal possible with money left over if you can get a good fit for less than the $8,000. And then you can spend it on therapy, on tutoring, or save it up for college.
So we have to get these legislators to understand that we're not talking about vouchers because they've made that into a very bad word, but more so just an education savings account, money to help apply to the school of their choice that could be applied to college later on. All right, we're going to go on a quick break. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Northwestern State is canceling the rest of their football season, citing the mental health of players and coaches. On October 12th, junior safety Ronnie Caldwell was shot and killed. The team traveled to Texas for Caldwell's memorial last week. A week after Caldwell was discovered, a teammate was arrested and charged with obstruction of justice. NSU head coach Brad Laird has also stepped down, saying because of the emotional burden it caused him, he didn't feel he could give his all to his players. Natchitoches police continue to investigate the murder. Dr. Jim Henderson will leave his job as UL system president to begin his role as president of Louisiana Tech on January 1st, replacing Dr. Les Geis, who's retiring. Henderson has been the president of the UL system since 2017 and is looking forward to moving to Ruston.
What a great symbiotic relationship between a town and university. It is all positives from my perspective right now.
LRN.
We don't often think of sweets as nutritional, but Louisiana sugar is only 16 calories per teaspoon. It comes from sugarcane, a plant that's thrived in Louisiana for over 200 years. Sugarcane, sweetening your life naturally. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at TigerRag.com.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill. Or go online to CoachToCureMD.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Brought to you by the American Football Coaches Association.
What? Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Good times never seem so good.
good times never seem so good. All right. Thank you, Dr. Merrifield. So we're going to wrap it up real quick. We can go to talk. What is the website again? Policytalk.org.
Mm-hmm.
Policytalk.org.
Yeah, I've got the logo there over my right shoulder. And, you know, it sure be great if you get a few of your listeners, actually the vast majority, to just pony up a few dollars a month for your PayPal. I'll tell you, the numbers would add up so that we would be able to launch this enterprise and be able to do a lot more for everybody, including Louisianans aiming to have school choice and get their kid out of a child out of a school that doesn't fit them.
Yeah, please. So if you want to be involved in this process that we're putting together, we've been working on this for several years now, and we will present our bill again next session. And this will eventually happen. So you should jump in now, be a part of it. And, you know, you may not know anything about school choice. I am not Dr. Merrifield. He is the author of these wonderful, amazing books. But you know what? I do my part. I have him on my show. We do Zooms. We introduce him to people in the Senate and in the House. And we're just working together to bring in school choice in Louisiana. So don't feel like you can't be involved. Every little bit helps. So you can go to policytalk.org.
Say that slowly. Policytalk.org.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. And donate.
Yeah, let me and just a quick plug for our Ascension Society that we established over the weekend when I was there on Saturday before I had to move on. That's a membership organization, and it would sure be great if we could get some folks to join that, because that's our vehicle for holding people's feet to the fire for doing what they promised and for coming up for some ideas to get people to commit to something that maybe they haven't heard of before, but that, you know, we can persuade them that it's a good idea that they need to latch onto. And we call it the Ascension Society because, well, it has that positive ring of ascending, and because we started it a couple of years ago in Gonzales.
That's correct. We did start it in April 14th of 2021, Ascension Society, and you are welcome to join that. Again, you can just reach me at huck@wgso.com for more information. And you can also reach Dr. John Merrifield at policytalk.org. And please get involved. I know that many of you are actually feeling this school choice and you want it. So involve yourself. Thank you, Dr. Merrifield. Is there anything you'd like to say real quick before we let you go?
Resist the term voucher at all costs. The against school system reform, against school choice people have somehow made that into the V word. And the school choice opponents do everything they can to steer conversations to the word voucher. Fight it, resist it. People that have succeeded at this, for example, my friend, a senator in West Virginia, said that one of the reasons they succeeded in passing a bill for school choice expansion was that they made it all about education savings accounts and HOPE scholarships, which is a good synonym for education savings account.
That's correct. So we're going to resist the word voucher, and we're going to help establish people to understand that we're actually going to have education savings accounts to help your children be able to pick what school they want to and apply it to that tuition. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Dr. Merrifield. You're always welcome on Liberty or Lockdown. The Lord bless you. Thank you. That's policytalk.org. Thank you, sir. All right, Dave, take it from there.
Well, you mentioned about civics. I studied civics when I was in high school. Of course, that's when I had to ride my dinosaur to school to get there. But one of the things that I learned way back then is who the Speaker of the House is. People hear Speaker of the House. I don't know how many people actually realize why this person is given the title Speaker. They are the one person out of 435 in the House of Representatives who speaks and determines who else will speak. So the Speaker will recognize, okay, you have the floor, you don't have the floor, and the Speaker designates which person will be assigned to which committees, and committee assignments are really important. If you're on something like the Finance Committee, that's important. If you're on the committee about using wastewater properly, that might not be. I don't know if there is such a committee, but that might not be quite as significant. But it's really amazing that the new Speaker of the House of Representatives is a Louisiana representative, Mike Johnson. He hasn't even been in the House for that long, I think about 8 years or so. He represents the western part of Louisiana over there around Natchitoches and places like that. And what I'm really thrilled about is I've heard that he is an evangelical Christian. And, hey, I happen to be one of those. So I like the fact that there's going to be somebody that's going to be looking to God for guidance. Of course, a lot of people out there are atheists, and they say, I don't want no God nowhere. Well, I do.
I do, too.
So one of the things that the new speaker mentioned in a speech the other day, do you remember a few years ago when President Trump gave a State of the Union address and Nancy Pelosi tore up the State of the Union address?
I do.
Okay. Now, this was not just a copy you got down at the library. That was one of the official United States government copies. She was third in line for the presidency, the president, vice president, speaker of the house. This was her official document, and she tore up a U.S. government official document. So the new speaker, I think, hinted at the fact that that might be a felonious act to do. You're not supposed to do that. If you're a government official, you follow government regulations. While she felt like she didn't like what he had to say, tough luck. Get over it.
It was shameful.
Yeah.
I remember that moment.
Yeah.
And criminal. She should have been pressed. Charges should have been pressed against her. But we know that there's two systems out there.
Yeah. The deep state, right?
Mm-hmm. One for the elite and then one for the average person.
Yeah. Okay. Turning a corner. This is not civics. There have been so many things going on in the news this week. The other day, up in Ponchatoula, or on the way to Ponchatoula and Hammond, I'm sure everybody saw about the accident, incredible accident. It's amazing that only 7 people were killed, because I think there were somewhere in the neighborhood of 138 vehicles involved. One thing I don't understand is, why don't people slow down when it's foggy? Okay, I wasn't there, so I really can't say what happened. But, oh, come on, when it's foggy, I slow down. But people seem to have been going along at 70 miles an hour, and that's a recipe for disaster and death.
Yes, it is. A friend of mine told me that we know someone who was in that accident, and she said it nearly took her life from her.
Yeah.
So it was very tragic. I think 7 people died.
Yeah, and dozens were injured, at least.
Yeah, so a friend of ours was one of those dozen.
Yeah, I think over 36, right? Mm-hmm. 38 or something like that.
How many car pileup?
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 138.
That's insane.
One of the most extensive automobile accidents in the history of the U.S. There was one some years ago that claimed more lives up, I think, in Ohio or something like that. But as far as the number of vehicles involved, hey, we're pushing for number one. We're number one. That's a
lot of cars. So, you know, they couldn't see anything, and they were just piling up and piling up and piling up.
Yeah. Wow. So from what I understand from the news, the southbound span has reopened, but the northbound span, I don't think has, because you don't realize flames can do damage to concrete and render it useless. I was telling you during the break, the Roman Empire, they were geniuses as far as construction, but also as far as destruction. Their concrete, we put down concrete and 6 years later we have to patch it. The Romans put down concrete and it's 2,000 years plus and it's still just fine. But they also learned how to destroy. If they invaded someplace and there was a large public building that they wanted to humiliate the populace with, if the building was made out of limestone, they figured a way to build a firebox under one of the key support points, and they would heat that up, and the limestone would actually deteriorate and crack, and the building would collapse. So concrete is mainly limestone, and yeah, you can damage concrete with enough heat, so it's going to be who knows how long before they can really reopen that span completely.
Instead, we use asphalt because it breaks down very quickly and has to be replaced immediately. We have bottles that have been there for 20 years, and I'm not quite understanding all of how we run New Orleans.
Not just New Orleans, the whole
Louisiana.
US.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about New Orleans because that's where we are. All right, we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Our founding fathers awaiting in the sea. Who will stand and fight? Stand and fight. I'm going to stand and fight. The government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
I pledge allegiance to this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
But if you welcome back to Liberty Lockdown. So I know we are leaving off. We left off with, we were talking about.
Oh, the wreck up by Ponchatoula.
Yeah, let's talk about the shooter.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for news up in Maine, which is one of the more liberal states. However, they do allow people to carry weapons without a permit. There was a horrifying incident. The guy hasn't been caught yet. Apparently, there are 18 dead, and I'm not sure how many injured, dozens and dozens of people injured. And so, of course, you know, the Democrats are immediately going to be calling for more gun control laws. Oh, I have an idea. Let's make it illegal to murder people. Oh, it already is.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah.
It's God's command.
From what I've read about this guy, you know, the details are not out yet. They haven't caught him. They don't know exactly what was going on. But this guy was in the Army Reserve, and the Army called and reported him to the police, said, this guy is dangerous. And the police checked him out and let him go. Okay, how about if we enforce the laws that we do have instead of worrying about putting new laws that aren't going to make any difference? The guy should not have been out on the streets. He was a wacko.
So he just went into a bowling alley with a gun. I saw him with a rifle.
Yeah.
And then went in and began shooting.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So new gun control laws are not going to make any difference. We need to enforce what we've got already. Don't give crazy people guns.
This is in a liberal state, Maine?
Yeah, really. That's a shame. You know, I don't gloat over anything. It's really, really sad that the laws that we have are not being enforced.
So do we know the gun laws in Maine?
Well, they're fairly lax. You don't need to have a permit to carry a concealed weapon. So that's even...
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, that's even looser than Louisiana. You know, I have a concealed carry permit. I had to go through training. But I personally think everybody who's going to carry a gun should go through training and develop a little bit of respect for firearms, what they can do and what they can't do.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah. Absolutely. I shoot guns, and there's definitely has to be a respect for it. And I remember the first time I shot a gun, I mean, I was trembling. You know, that machine, it's a little scary. It's a little intimidating.
Sure. Yeah.
So it took me, I'd say, probably, 3 or 4 hours of practice before I started to relax a little. It wasn't right away. And then, you know, after a few years, I mean, but even now, it's still when I go to pick up a gun to go to the gun range, I still have a respect for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know this guy. I don't know anything about him, but it sounds to me like he's a psychopath.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And psychopaths don't need a reason to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
So if he didn't have access to a gun, I'm sure he'd come up with something else. But yeah, guns are efficient ways to kill people.
And, you know, they had the last gun shooting, they had a manifesto that was never released.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear
remember?
About that.
Okay, well, there was that mass shooting with the manifesto in the school, remember? A transgender girl or boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we never did get to see that. So,
yeah.
So I don't know what's going on, but
it's demonic. That's all there is to it. As we get closer and closer, you know, I believe the Bible. I believe Jesus is coming back literally to earth. And the closer we get, the more we're going to have weird and crazy stuff going on, not only with things like crazy people, but even the weather. I think it's to be expected the weather is going to get wilder and wilder and wilder. There was a hurricane that approached Acapulco as a tropical storm. Within 12 hours, it had upgraded to a Category 5 hurricane. That's pretty much unprecedented. And that's what I expect is going to continue to happen as we get closer and closer to the time Jesus returns.
You know, my dad tells me that the sky and the clouds are not the same as they were when he was a young boy and a young man. And he's in his late 70s.
Yeah.
Something he said, strange. The sky and the clouds don't look the same.
So the question is it human caused or is there a whole bunch of stuff going on, including solar activity? You know, a few years ago, we were all concerned about the polar ice caps melting. Well, at the same time, Mars's polar ice caps were melting. I don't think we did that, did we? But anyway, the weather is going to get weirder and weirder. So what I'm calling on you guys to do out there in radio land is you get right with Jesus. You don't know when your time is. Some guy can come along and decide to start shooting. Well, if he shoots me, that's okay. I'll go to be with Jesus. I'm hoping you have that same confidence.
Yeah, and if many of you are questioning this climate change, you can also go to policytalk.org. And you can see the discussion there that Dr. Merrifield talks about. We're actually in an ice age.
Yeah, strange ice age. But the climate, you know, I would certainly agree there's climate change. The climate began to change the first day there was a climate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to go through cycles and bumps and peaks and valleys and so forth. So I don't know. I think we're probably overall heading in the direction of increased temperature. And this is because I believe the Bible, and it talks about in the book of Revelation, there's going to be such heat that people are going to blaspheme God because of the heat. Maybe I'm wrong about the timing. Well, doesn't matter to me. Whatever happens, I'll go be with Jesus.
They're blaspheming God when it's cold. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's true, really.
All right, so what's next?
Well, speaking of blaspheming God, a few years ago, Target changed its policy to where men can use the women's restroom if they say, I feel like a woman. Okay, come on in. And so I haven't shopped at Target ever since then. But Target has now adopted a new thing. It has a Pride for Kids clothing line. So it's not enough to just say, okay, if you identify as a transgender or whatever, we'll let you do what you want. They're encouraging kids not to be the biological sex that they are, saying, oh, hey, experiment. Try on our new clothing line. Well, I am more than a little pleased to find out that Target lost like 10% of its sales last year.
Good.
It's hurting them.
Well, they had baby, infant, newborn clothes with the LGBTQ rainbow, not God's rainbow.
Yeah,
the gay rainbow, the homosexual
kid
rainbow.
The kid
baby doesn't even
they don't even know if they're a boy or a girl, but
insane.
The parents are pushing them not to be what they are. So I don't think that that's something that's very glorifying to God. And apparently whoever is in charge of Target decided, okay, our mission is not to sell a bunch of stuff. Our mission is to push the LGBTQ agenda, even if it costs our stockholders money. I don't think that's right for a business to do that.
When you go into Target, you can kind of feel it's got a different vibe to it now than it did, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. It's not the same. So
yeah,
I don't shop at Target. I try to avoid it as much as possible. But many people love Target.
Yeah, well, I haven't
gone. The convenience of it, the style, the cost. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people shop there, but I just choose not to.
Yeah, I haven't gone since they changed their bathroom policy.
All right, we have a few minutes left. We're going to open up the lines, 504-556-9696. 556-9696. The callers are welcome to call.
Okay, well, while we wait, did you know there's a war in Israel?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'm not Jewish. I'm only 1% Jewish according to DNA, but I tell you, I'm one of the most pro-Semitic people you're ever going to meet. Israel is not perfect. The government's not perfect, but they absolutely have a right to defend themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, well.
Keep going.
Okay. So there are people out there that say, oh, no, you know, poor Hamas. Hamas is the aggressor. They're attacking Israel. Israel has a right to defend itself.
Not to mention our Biden gave him $6 billion back in August, and Trump said we would be in war because that money paid for it. And there's also pictures of the Hamas soldiers with Ukraine missiles and weaponry that came from Ukraine, that came from America. So we need to keep our eye on this war that our Biden administration paid for. And we'll be back next Thursday, 5 p.m. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Thank you so much for listening. The Lord bless you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to...
What does grace mean to you?